The Afghan province, where Australian troops served for close to a decade, could soon be the first to fall entirely back under Taliban control. As international troops withdraw from the war-torn country, the former enemy is steadily retaking districts from government forces. And that's compounding fears for the safety of interpreters who once worked for the ADF. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Over recent days, Taliban videos promoted through the group's propaganda channels have shown militants parading through towns in Afghanistan's Uruzgan province. On Tuesday, the Taliban boasted it had overrun the Khaz-Uruzgan district, meaning just one of six districts in the province, Taran Kaut, remains under the control of Afghan government forces. Professor Amin Saikal is an Afghanistan expert and fears Uruzgan's capital, where hundreds of Australians were once deployed, will soon fall to the former enemy.
The city is coming under a lot of pressure from the Taliban, and one would not be surprised if Talikot falls to the Taliban, and that would be the first provincial capital that the Taliban has taken over.
Australia's first reconstruction task force entered Uruzgan in 2006, and the final troops departed at the end of 2013. Retired Army officer Stuart McCarthy was among those who served there and is now anxiously monitoring developments.
My big concern by far is for what might happen at the hands of the Taliban to the civilian population, including the local interpreters and other civilian staff who worked for us in Uruzgan and other parts of southern Afghanistan, and I'm extremely worried about their safety and security.
In April, US President Joe Biden announced all American and coalition troops would leave Afghanistan by September 11, 20 years since the terrorist attack which triggered the war with the Taliban. Earlier this month, Australia's Defence Chief General Angus Campbell was asked in Senate estimates what he thought might occur as the deadline approaches.
I do not think that the situation is at all assured in terms of the Taliban's claimed or they would seek to claim ascendance. I think this is very much going to be a negotiated settlement.
Professor Saikal, however, believes the clashes between the Afghan National Army and the resurgent Taliban will only grow.
There's fighting going on in a number of provinces right now in the country, and one could expect that the fighting to intensify as we are going to approach the withdrawal of the foreign forces by 11th of September.
That's Professor Amin Saikal from the University of Western Australia and our defence correspondent Andrew Green reporting there.